incoming message.
Let's talk about happiness. You know, that thing that we're all supposedly chasing, like it's a sock that fell behind the dryer, or that last fry at the bottom of the bag. You will hear people say, "I'm trying to find happiness." And I'm like, "Did you check under the couch cushions? I found 75 cents and a fossilized corn chip." But here's the real deal, my friends. Happiness is not something we find. It's not in Bali, it's not in a better job, and it's not in your ex's apology, which, let's be honest, that's never coming. It's not hiding at the bottom of your Amazon cart under all those "this'll fix me" purchases. No, happiness is something we choose. And listen, I get it. That sounds suspiciously like a motivational poster in your dentist's office. Like, "just choose happiness." I bet someone at Home Goods is knitting that on a decorative pillow as we speak. You know, as if life isn't out here throwing flaming obstacles at our heads like it's competing on American Ninja Warrior Trauma Edition. But here's the kicker. Just because life is complicated, that doesn't mean that the solution has to be. The size of the problem doesn't make the answer more complex. You don't need a spreadsheet, you don't need a PhD, or a trip to Peru with a shaman named Doug. He smells like patchouli. You just need a moment to pause, to breathe, to choose. Choose to laugh at the absurdity. Choose to notice what is working. Choose not to let your mood be held hostage by that one passive-aggressive text or your car's sudden decision to become a lawn ornament. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to positive vibes only yourself into some kind of denial. But you can stop scrolling through the emotional clearance rack looking for joy that already belongs to you. So, no, happiness is not something we find. It's not missing. It's not late. It's just waiting for you to say, "Okay, now I choose you." And the moment you do, well, life won't magically fix itself. But the moment you choose happiness, you stop being the victim of the storm and you begin being the storm.